Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you like the strange and unusual happening in our world told to you in story form, you're in the right place. And if you're new to this channel, please know we have a sister channel. And so we have A Stranger World Than Fiction and They Call Me the Ghost. And we also have our podcasts. Like, subscribe, and join the conversation for all things strange. All right, let's get to it. And today I want to talk about the Blair Witch, okay? Because when we hear the term Blair Witch, what do you think of? You think of the movie. You joke with your friends. Did you believe it? Did you think it was true? But what actually is true behind this legend of the Blair Witch? When most people hear about the Blair Witch, it's true. These images come to mind of a horror film. This horror film was released back in 1999, but people are still watching it. It was a very low production budget movie. It was directed by Daniel Myrick and Eduardo Sanchez, and it was so successful that it spread across the world. However, Sanchez and Myrick based their production on a legend about a woman who many people claim was actually real, Ellie Kedward. What did Ellie do? This is who it is based on. This person really did once live. But what did they do to be called a witch? What terrible events are said to have occurred in the last 300 years in certain forests in Maryland, USA? What is the origin of the curse connected to this witch? It would seem that the origins of the legend began in Maryland, in the forests of the Black Hills, a place in which, according to local traditions, Native American tribes dared not enter. Local folklore says that around 1630, Colonel Nathaniel Blair led an expedition to cross the forest in order to find a suitable place to build a fort. Nathaniel is said to have sought help from a tribe in the area, but in response, they sabotage his expedition. In spite of this, Blair and his men built the fort, which they baptized with the colonel's surname. Over the years, the site would grow to become the City of Blair. That happens in 1634. Different stories tell that 150 years later, around 1785, a Blair resident named Ellie Kedward, she was an Irish immigrant, was accused of practicing witchcraft, and she's accused by children. The children said that she had dragged them from their homes with the intention of drinking their blood. Terror was unleashed on the population, and Ellie was convicted of witchcraft and then exiled from Blair forever. Tied to a wagon, the woman was abandoned in the woods during the harsh winter. So now, as the days pass, the people of Blair start feeling like they can breathe a bit easier, believing that Ellie had died from the cold or had been maybe eaten by wild beasts that lived in the mountains. However, three of the children, accompanied by their dogs, returned to the forest to see if she had actually died, and to their surprise, they encountered the alleged witch still alive. The boys ordered their dogs to finish the job by biting her, while they beat her with tree branches. After that, they decided to release her from the cart and hang her from a tree until Ellie would finally die. From then on, the stories say that numerous strange happenings began to take place in the forests of Black Hills. The myth continues that a year later, in November of 1786, half of the village's children, including the three who killed Ellie, had disappeared. None of them were found, neither alive or dead. Fearing that these disappearances were due to the intervention of evil forces and the existence of a curse, the residents left Blair and vowed never to say the name Ellie Kedward again. Yet a book is said to have appeared in 1809 called The Blair Witch Cult. This book, an unusual work of fiction, it was actually very poor quality, but it tells this story of a village that is cursed by a witch. The village is Blair, and the witch is Ellie Kedward. However, in the story, the witch is hunted and then burned for her crimes. Probably written that way so that people would have some sense of hope that whatever they were believing could come to an end and they could bury this threat forever. More than 40 years had passed before someone returned to reside in Blair. By 1820, a man named Henry Burkett bought the abandoned town from the government. Little by little, he rebuilt the buildings, which were in ruins, and in 1824, he renamed the city after himself, calling it Burkittsville, a town that does exist and is visited by many tourists, thanks to, of course, the legend of the witch. But had he cleared it of this legend by renaming it? Well, in August of 1825, so a year later, 11 residents claimed that a woman's extremely pale hand emerged from the Tappy East. The Tappy East is a river that crosses through Burkittsville. This hand allegedly pulled 10-year-old Eileen Treacle underwater. The search for the young girl took weeks, but her body was never found. Shortly after, it was discovered that the river was blocked due to an incredible number of branches affecting the water's cleanliness. This is what most likely caused the young villager's strange death. But how did this all happen? Later, in March of 1886, 8-year-old Robin Weaver is reported missing in the forest. Various rescue teams search for several days until they find her. The small girl said that she had met an old lady who was in the forest and who was not walking but floating. The strange lady took her hand and led her to a house where she was left in the basement with a promise that the old woman would return. Well, Robin waited for a long time but started to get scared and she took off. Those who did not return were never members of the rescue teams. Weeks later, 5 other rescue workers found bodies in a place known as Coffin Rock. The corpses were tied together hand and foot and had been disemboweled. The rescuers returned to the village to tell others what they'd seen, but when they all go to the place where these bodies were, the bodies were gone. Finally, between November of 1940 and March of 1941, there was another incident with 8 children. These children disappeared from the town, and the restless and exceedingly unpleasant lives of the people of Burkittsville was further disturbed when the hermit, Rustin Parr, entered the market and shouted, "I've finally finished." After interrogation, to which they received no response, this hermit of the town led the cops to his cabin, where they would understand everything. After 4 hours of walking to reach this small hut, they discover the bodies of 7 of the children. They had burned them in small graves, and they were all located behind the house. When the bodies were exhumed, they were found to have signs of violence. Some were even disemboweled, all to the appearance of victims of maybe a ritual, marked with strange symbols on their hands, face, and even chest and ankles. Kyle Brody was the only one who survived this massacre. He was found standing in the basement, in a corner. Well, Parr is not ready to take all the blame for this, and he goes on to tell authorities that it was this voice of an elderly woman, and she was ordering his head to kill these children, and that she had explained to him exactly how to complete these diabolical rituals. This myth ends with Parr tried for his terrible crimes and sentenced to the gallows and eventually executed. Have you seen the movie The Blair Witch Project? And do you believe that there was a legend? Would you go as far to believe that this legend has merit? Or maybe the idea of this legend haunting this whole town started to affect the minds of the people who lived there. What do you think? Thank you for listening today. And until next time, and I will talk to you all soon.